Begin the current dab Masechet Shabbos dab Tzavik test. Begin the Amanal. Begin the test. The Maskel test begins. Words of the Gemara. Shtei Guzos Terust. Words of the Mishnah that are these two porches, which Tzavik can explain how were these two porches Rishus Hayachid, and that is we had mentioned the Mishnah regarding throwing from one porch to another one, and we said that's the case of throwing from one Rishus Hayachid to another Rishus Hayachid over that every of Rishus Haram. So Tzavik can explain how is it that the porches are considered Rishus Yachid, even though they're over the airspace of Rishus Rabbim. So it says in Ma'ir, it's too much as Sosim Lamato B'Shum Davar. That's because it's the porch is enclosed beneath it with something, and therefore the Ingedoyim Boykin Tachtim. So there's no kid ghost that could crawl underneath, because you're right, if the kid ghost could get underneath the porch, you cannot consider that as a valid Mechitza, and therefore that wouldn't be an air Rishus Yachid. And Oy, Sheyesh Mechitza Lamalam in the Gezistra. Or there are like a balcony where you have the walls above the planks themselves, which are 10 tefachim high. Ah, so then, it's considered Rishus Hayachid, and the Sulei Chashin, Lebekiyas Gedoim, then we're not concerned anymore for the goats getting underneath, because it's not underneath that makes it in the wall, it's the wall on top of it. And Mechina Gola, so Rishus Hayachid, and what the Mishnah compares it to, the wagons that were also Rishus Hayachid, Ava Pishatachdim Rishus Harabim, even though they're also, as the Gemara points out, that beneath them were also Rishus Harabim, that was not enclosed on the bottom. They're also, because since from the body of the wagon going upwards, because of the planks that went up higher than 10 tefachim, it was considered Rishus Hayachid. So to over here, the porches, since they have walls above the planks, they're considered Rishus Hayachid, even though they're not enclosed in the bottom. Ketanik says, the master begins words of the Gemara, b'nagavla gavla, between one wagon and the other, this was kamala eruch agala, was like the length of the wagon. So it's going to explain that it's not really necessarily so, that between the wagons were like the length of the wagon. That is, the Gemara said that it has that same distance as the length of the wagon. It says, Tosfos, listen, mana ba'almanakte. Really, not definitive that it had to have this amount of the length of the wagon but between the wagons. Because if it was, Abaye should have just said that between the wagons was 5 amos. And why did he say the length of the wagons? So this can be explained that he was only saying as somewhat of a sign that to know that the width between the wagons was like the length of the wagon. And why are we saying the length of the wagon? And parenthetically, we're telling you, that the length of the wagon was 5 amos. Senex says the Matzah begins words of the Gemara, ki heichad delelit chukuk krashim. So that the plank should not be tightly pressed one against the other. Tosfos can explain that why do you need to have a length of 5 amos so that the plank shouldn't be pressing? That is, the Gemara said that, the length of the wagon was 5 amos. So I said, why do you need the length of 5? It could have been 4.5, because each carriage is an am and a half times 3. So the Gemara answers, yes, because that would be too tightly pressed if it was 4.5 in an area of 4.5. Which Pirush Rashi explains, meaning in Basel Lesodin al Rechlin. If you're coming to organize the crushing along the length of the wagon on the width of the crushing, so then you're not going to be able to fit 3 of them in 4.5, because that's 4.5 and 4.5. So that's when you need to have 5 amos. That's when you need to have a length of 5. So on that, Bekasha says Taisis, and the interpretation of Rashi is difficult. The Hamaskel, because what do you mean? The Gemara previously concluded the Manach Lo Achuda. The Gemara said that they actually would put on their narrow side, which was not more than an amma. So therefore, the Gemara should have asked that. What do you mean? It's enough with 4 ammas, not with 4.5. So rather, says Taisis, a little farish rather appears to explain the Litchukuk Rashim. What does it mean that they shouldn't be tightly pressed? So the Gemara saw that. This brought in Tosfos to switch around some of the words over here is litabois, that they shouldn't be tightly pressed because of the rings which are one opposite the other one. And b'hoyushom atbi, there were this atbi in the far shehen galosh, which, as we said in previous daf, that the two beams, the thickness of them would be like a finger clip, would be like a paper clip tightly pressed two near each other, and then a gap, and then another two. So what we're saying is that they took up an area of Dalet Amis, and we'd be sticking out from the sides the rings, which that's where they put in the bars that were in the middle. So Therefore, that's what we're saying, it's going to be tightly pressed. Yeah, even though you have only four amos, but still because of the rings, that's going to be too tightly pressed. Now, on that, what's bothering Taisus is that, I mean, even though it would have been enough with a 4.5, fine, so there's the rings. But still, that doesn't explain why you need 5. That should be sufficient with 4.5. That mikom mokom, still, that's what Taisus says, and then they kaved on. Because of the weight of the beams, mishtar of them, they would still slip around, but they would still be pressing one into the other. Unless there's a large gap and they're very far away, therefore, yeah, although it's on the narrow side, like Taisus asked on Rashi, it's not 4.5, it's 4. So why do you need 5? Why didn't have just 4.5? Because, yeah, 4.5 would be if it didn't move. But additionally, with the fact that they're heavy and they shift, so therefore, it's not enough just for 4.5, that's why you need to have 5. So next Taisus, the Masad begins with the Gemara. Lamali, why do you need it for? Ba'amsu palgasagi, with an 1.5, it should be sufficient. Which is going to explain that how much was the width of the size of the wagon, and how exactly did they put on the planks on the wagons. That is, the Gemara brought from Rabba that the sides of the wagons, which was the space between the walls of the wagon and the wheels, including the width of the wheels, was like the width of the wagon itself. And how much was the width of the wagon? It was 2.5 amos. So it comes out that the space between the walls and the wheels on each side was 1.25 am, and the two holes together were 2.5 amos. So now the Gemara asks, why do you need that the width of the wagon itself is to be 2.5 amos? But since it's applied the length of the planks on the thickness of the on the width of the wagon, so it should be enough, even let's say as Teshdim Mas was saying, 1.5 am. Because that the thickness of the crushing themselves were only an amo, even if you wanted to, let's say, put it into the wagon. So Taisus says, Lashita's Rashi, according to Rashi's interpretation, that actually there was these two wagons side by side, but they were separate, and they weren't attached. And there was a gap between the two wagons, the width of the wagon, which is 5 amos. And each one of the wagons that independently were carrying a separate load of planks. And it's not like we're going to see with Taisus that the two wagons themselves were holding a load of planks. So on that, says Taisus Kasha, difficult. Because the Heichi Chaylim Krashim, how is it possible for these planks that Shakokach Kveden, they're so heavy, Sharkan Eser Amos, because the length is 10 Amos. And the width is 1.5 am, but of and the thickness is amma. How could they be lamed al beis amos of metzor reichem? How could they stay and stand on a wagon? It's just 2 amos wide. It how could it hold it? But moreover, the parukh the gemara asks, as our Tais Demaskel is saying, but amso pal gesagi that it should be sufficient when 1.5 am. Tais for sure now that's difficult. He tells had a difficulty. How could he even stay in 2.5 am? How could such a heavy load be lamed b'amos abaga stay steady and hold on something that's so narrow as 1.5 am? Koloshkein l'mandam. So he says, for sure, it's difficult according to the one who says kolam b'holchanat ke'ef, but that the planks themselves actually narrowed like to be like a finger on the top. Shlohay yichol lamed for sure can't stand because it's going to teeter and totter because of the one side is heavier than the other side. So it's for sure not going to hold with such a balance because it's going to tilt on whichever side has the thicker part. How could it be, the way Rashi explained it, you have one wagon with a 5, then a gap of 5, then another wagon of 5. How could these two wagons go side by side in 15 amas? The way Rashi described it is that you have the beam sticking out and that's what takes up the space. So they're actually going to be knocking one into the other. How is it possible to go exactly side by side? What you have to say according to Rashi is that actually the planks themselves were not even actually all in Rosh Hashanah. That the way Rashi himself had addressed this question, that it's going over in the Rosh Hashanah over people's tents and over people's courtyards, higher than a height of 10 fachim, mikol tzad beis amos ametza. On either side of the Rosh Hashanah, it's going out another 2.5 amos, like Rashi himself addresses this question. Shari Ayukshnei Krashim, because according to Rashi, each wagon is holding a separate load, and each carriage is 10 amas long. So the length of the two Krashim, who Chof Ame, is 20 amas long. And the Rishos Ram itself was only 16 amas wide, so it comes out that it's going to be sticking out on either side. Taisa finds it difficult that that was the reality. But moreover, so Taisa's Menolan, from where do we know the Shtei Golas, how do we even know this premise? It's going according to Rashi's interpretation that we had, which the Gemara is mentioning, that we had two wagons that were going side by side. Lamelev to learn out from the Shtei Rishos Ram Tezainama. And Taisa's going to spar, Taisa's going to show why it has to, but according to Rashi's interpretation, who said, if each one's carrying their own load, who said that we should know that there's two side by side to learn out Shei Rishos Ram Tezainama to say, oh, that's the source that Rishos Ram is 16 Amas, because like we said, there's a gap between them and there's the two themselves, and the 5 times 3 is 15, there's another one because Levim 16 Amas. So Taisa, what do you mean? Shema Yolchitz Kulin Zorachazu. Maybe these four wagons will go one after another, but Rishos Ram cut, maybe it was a very narrow Rishos Ram. Oh yeah, oh yeah, or I could tell you the opposite. Maybe Abbas and Yachad, maybe they're all going side by side. But Rosh Hashanah, God will have, maybe Rosh Hashanah was very wide. Where did we get this idea to say that there was two side by side to say that it's that's the dimensions of Rosh Hashanah? So they've been the earlier Rebbein Tam, it appears Rebbein Tam like this. That actually, these two wagons were actually attached side by side. Where there was a very long piece of wood that was 16 amas, which attached the two wagons with the width between them, that together was 15 amas. And there was four wheels, like for two wagons. And there was the two walls, like as if it was two wagons. And what does it mean that between the wagons was like the length of a wagon? What do you mean between them? According to the Taisa, they're attached. Pirish Taisa explains. Means to say between the wall of this wagon, to the wall of this wagon, was hey amas, was five amas. Because, as we're going to explain, the wheels themselves, and the, from the wall to the wheel, each one took up space. So between the wall of this wagon to the wall of that wagon, yeah, they were attached, but there was still a distance of five amas. But see the agola, and this is where it takes a difference also on this, the sides of the wagon, not like Rashi, there was like the width of the wagon in totality, including the two sides together. No, it says, from each side, which is 2.5 amas, was the sides were each 2.5 amas. The bein doif and agola ima oifen shtei amas amechza, that between the wall of the wagon and its wheel on that side was 2.5 amas. Balei pish are quenched. Not like Rashi Shapirish that he explained that between the wall of the wagon and the wheel, including the wheel, was ama revil chotzav. It was only ama the quarter on each side, and only in totality was 2.5 amas. No, it was on each one, each side was 2.5 amas. And therefore, the reich of shtei agolis, so the width of the two wagons, imtzi den with their sides, was tesvavamo, was 15 amas. Because you have the width of every wagon, which was 2.5 amas. Then you have the width of each side of it. Each side was 2.5, which makes for a total of 7.5. Oh, 7.5 times 2 is going to make this amount of 15 amas. Umedayfin agolis zu hachitzen. And however, from the wall of this wagon, from the outer wall of this wagon, to the outer wall of the other wagon, which was connected, was Yodamas, was 10 Amas. Because, like we said, in the inside, not including the outer wheels, would take it down another 2.5 and another 2.5, which took it to 10 Amas, which was Erech HaKeresh. The length of the plank was along from the Vayimashke HaKeresh Ashtei Doif Nagolis. The plank itself was on the two outer walls of the wagon from the two sides. There was two wagons in front of them. And the reason is, of course, if you would have them side by side, they would knock into each other. But having one in front of the other one, one after the other one, they were going well. Because the two side by side were actually not two wagons, they were one that was two. Oh, Vashta Parach Shapin, now the Gemara's question makes sense, which was Tejdir and Maschel. Bamsa Pagasagu asking that if it's an amma and a half wide, it should be sufficient. You know why? Because the Hoyavash the Agolis and Meshkibim, because it was not just one wagon. Of course, one wagon can't hold a load of 10 amas. This was two wagons were holding the 10 amas. Therefore, we entertain to say that it wouldn't tilt. Yeah, you could still carry, because all it is diminishing a little bit. You're still going to have this large, the wheels and the distance that it's holding from the two wagons is still enough. All we're saying is take away one amma, it'll hold 8 of the 10 amas instead of 10 of the 10 amas. The Gemara answers, though, the Falach Medadi still it would tilt and therefore had to be holding it exactly from one wall of the once of the left one to the other wall of the right one, which that's Tosafot's opinion that they will connect it together. That's the only way that they wouldn't tilt. Tanik says the Masters begins with the Gemara, Amsu Yisera Havya. There was an extra amma. Tosafot can explain that why was there an extra amma for this Ben Levi, which the Gemara had asked, wait a second, we know Rosh Hashanah from the Mishkan, which was by the Midbar. If you take the totality of the two wagons and the gap between it's 50, not 60 amos. The Gemara answers, no, there's an extra amma, which the Levi had to get there to be able to fix the planks in case they started slipping off. Tosafot explains that was Bitzad Agola. This extra amma was on the side of the wagon. That would call you about Ben Levi, where the Levi would be. But Tzokhliam, the reason why it has to have an amma is because the Gabba, but Amsa Yasim. A person fits in the ears in the dimension of an amma. When it describes over there, sukkah made like a furnace, which means to say a round sukkah. That's the discussion over there. How to figure out how much the dimensions would be. We figure out how many people could sit over there. That we say a person fits in the area of an amma. That's why you have to have an amma. Now, but then it says va'av bishap am hayoholich mitzadze upon mitzadze. But what do you mean? Sometimes you would have to have on depending on the side, which side would be that would be tilting off. So how's it enough with one amma if sometimes you have to have on one side, the left side or the right side? Become akuma, you die le ba'amachas. No, it's still sufficient with one amma. Shema ezit tzach, how you wait for the kohen, because whichever side he wanted to go in, how you mata agol tzarach, he would push the wagon to the other side. But he nichnas bin the oil agol, and he would go in between the tent and the wagon, and then he would fix it. So whichever one it was, that he would make sure he could get on that side. Now, so it says, I'll be sure you're rocking me, I crush him, but it's still going to come out the way Tosafot described it, that the wheels are a 2.5 amma distance from where the crushim were on top of the wall of the wagon, kashir tzad agolo, like the measurement of the side of the wagon. So how exactly is he going to be fixing if it's tilting and it's falling into the space in between the two different piles that are on the wagon? That's the Tosafot still and he can still stretch out his hand and fix it. Oh yeah, they mako. Tosafot simply could have used a stick, or they shouldn't have some other thing, and therefore it's not a question how he could fix it if he's so far from the boards. He could either stretch out his hand or he could use a stick. That the pit with its wall around it, its earthy wall, combined for the height of 10 tefachim to consider as Rosh Hashanah. So he's going to explain what exactly is this coming to teach us of this halacha bar b'chol yosem etzav al asar. And as in our Mishnah we said that the chul yis habar, and the case of the selah, is 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, so it's considered Rosh Hashanah, and it's going to be carrying from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says, why do you have to say chul yis habar? Just say bar b'asela. The Gemara says, oh, that's the point of Yochanan, that he says, bar b'chol yosem etzav al asar. So that's bothering Tyson. He says, but you're going to say, why do we need the Mishnah to tell us this? When we already learned this once explicitly in the last parak in Erevin, that it says, and there's a pit in the public domain, and it says, with its wall around it, that's 10 tefachim high. So you say, if there's a window right on top of that pit, so someone could go ahead and draw water from it on Shabbos, because it's Rosh Hashanah right next to Rosh Hashanah. Which Mukri Rabbi Yechon, the Gemara, Rabbi Yechon explains over there in the Gemara. That means Besmuchalah, because the well is right next to the person's window. And what's the Kamashon? What's the Chiddush of Halacha? Is the bird, B'chol Yosem, Mitzav al-Asar, that the pit with it, Chulya, are combining for 10 Tvachim. That's what he's saying. It's considered Rosh Hashanah, and therefore you could carry. It's not from like Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. So we already see that in that Mishnah. What do we need our Mishnah for? That's the third. There's something you could say is the Derech Tan Lashmin B'Kaitse. It's the norm for a Tan to tell us something in short. Even though we already told this is in another place. Like we say in the opening Mishnah of Shas on Brachas Dabeis, that the Gemara tells us something parenthetically, the Mishnah is coming to tell us. We say you could say Krishma Misho Shakan Nechnas Lech B'Chumasin. Why saying it that way? Because it's saying, oh, we just tell you, and we really wanted to tell you when it's sunset, when it's nighttime. We tell you when the sun sets, that's what the Kohen comes to tell you, that the Mishnah is telling you the Kohen could eat Chumah. The Mishnah Shlemi Mesech Negon, although it's an explicit Mishnah Mesech Negon, that Herb Shim Shaykh B'Chumah, that when the sun sets, it is Chumah. But still, if we could tell you parenthetically, a halach in short, we'll tell you even though it's said somewhere else. V'chein the Rabbis Rashas, and says we find this many times in Shas. So therefore, yes, although this halacha is an Erevin, we say it over here in our Mishnah too. Or Inam, he says, takes another approach. You're right, from the extra Mishnah, because we already have this in the Mishnah Erev,
The next Mishnah comes to tell us that actually the mitzdarfen la'arba, that not just that they combine, like we're saying here, for the height, there's two dimensions in the obligation of making the criterion for Rishus Yachid. There's a height, which that's what we said, they combined for the height of Asar. But then there's also for the four tefachim and the width. From the extra Mishnah, since we have two Mishnahs saying the same idea, that they combine also for the width of four tefachim, which is L'shtamash HaGabamayim. We're talking about that you could utilize the area on top, and Mishnah Demonach HaLamidi U'mishtamash, because you could put something on top and utilize it. And that's what we're saying, that it has halacha like Rishus Yachid, because I mean, Perkalein, like the Gemara says in Erev and Chesem and Aleph, where the Gemara says over there that the Baruch Yasim Mitzvah L'Asar, which is when you put something on top and utilize it, that top thing is considered the roof of the Rishus HaYachad, meaning it's a Rishus HaYachad. Now, and that's what we're coming to tell you, that not only they combine for the height of 10 Tvachim, those are combined for a width of 4 Tvachim. Now, Umayri Kishal Chulyu Gavoya Asar, says Taisis, and is talking about that obviously the Chulyu has a height of 10 Tvachim, because they're in the Gavoya, if it's not 10 Tvachim, then we wouldn't say you're liable for taking or putting on top of it. Because then that, even though it has a width of 4 tefachim, would not be the Rishus Yachid if it didn't have a height of 10 tefachim. So it says, now it makes sense what we learned in the Mishnah that says that Gevayin Asar, that is 10 tefachim high. Because since we're coming to tell you, as we just answered the question, the Inami, that the width of the Chulya combines for the 4 tefachim of the width of the Bar, well, that's only if the Chulya is a height of 10 tefachim, because then together they have a halacha of Rishus Yachid. And this that we said that if someone takes or puts on them, you're going to be chayiv. And if you thought that the Mishnah was coming to tell you they combine for a height of 10 tefachim, and it doesn't have a height of 10 tefachim by itself, so they also shop out the Ketan Gevayin Asar again, then it wouldn't be good that it would tell us that it has a height of 10 tefachim. The Hanoisin al Gabon. Because that would sound like that the Chulya itself is 10 Tvachim high. And Banis Nagaban, Namein Chayiv, also if someone puts on them, it wouldn't be Chayiv, Kishim Nechagab Chulya, Kishim Nechagab Chulya, so you wouldn't be Chayiv. So therefore, rather, it's like we're saying that if the Mishnah is coming to tell us that the Chulya Zabar is combined for the width of 4 Tvachim, that is because the Chulya itself is 10 Tvachim high. That makes sense because that's not what we're coming to teach you. But yeah, the Chulya itself is 10 Tvachim. What we're coming to teach you is that it combines with the Bar itself for the width of the four tefachim, because you put something on top of it that now it has a halacha Rishus Yachid in the other direction, not the vertical, but horizontal.